Tesoro filed a federal lawsuit against Summit County last month, claiming that the county's new ordinances restricting proposed underground pipelines are an attempt to trump federal law. The 135-mile pipeline would traverse six Utah counties, carrying a waxy crude oil from the Uinta Basin to refineries in Salt Lake. Michael Gephardt, vice president of business strategy and development for Tesoro, says the lawsuit is purely a necessary process.
Summit County Council passed ordinances on June 25th, and once we had a chance to review those ordinances and understand them better, there's a few differences of thinking between the way the ordinances were written and in our interpretation. And when we started to investigate, per Utah state law and Summit County Code, the only way to appeal the council's activities that's available to us would be to file a complaint in a court of competent jurisdiction. So procedurally, that was our only option.
Since the lawsuit was filed, he says Tesoro has continued to work with Summit County officials and the water purveyors to work out a compromise.
We've continued to work collaboratively with both Summit County Council staff as well as the water purveyors, and that's really the theme of what we're hoping to continue to do is we've been collaborative about this process from the very beginning. We feel like we still have a strong collaborative relationship with Summit County and the water purveyors and are continuing to look at options and alternatives.
In fact, a meeting was held on Tuesday to begin doing just that. Gephardt says they look forward to coming up with an alignment that can be approved by the U.S. Forest Service, which has the final authority over the pipeline project.
You know, a big part of this process for any project like this is the NEPA and EIS process. So the environmental impact study continues. Summit County has been named a cooperating agency by the U.S. Forest Service, who's the lead agency. And as the project like this develops, there'll continue to be opportunities for Summit County and Tesoro to work together to a common solution.
When asked whether they had come up with irrelevant claims just to file the lawsuit, Gephardt stepped around the question by saying they're not so focused on the lawsuit as they are in finding a solution.
The filing was done with earnestness, but again, that's not the focus of what we're putting our energies into right now. Our energy remains talking to the stakeholders along the right of way, and that's Summit County, the water purveyors, and landowners to continue to discuss the route, discuss the project, and share with everybody why this is a benefit to Utah, and it's a safe and more efficient way to move Utah's crude from the Uinta basins that's already coming to Salt Lake City via a pipeline rather than 250 trucks every day.
The proposed route, he says, isn't about finding the least expensive way to get from point A to point B. It's about building the best pipeline they can.
We're interested in building a pipeline that is safe, that's environmentally responsible, and that takes advantage of current best practices and technology. Even the proposed route that we began with and the technologies that we're using, primary and some that are redundant, we're not, this pipeline is not being built to the lowest cost. It's being built to the proper standards to ensure that we have the safety, reliability, and environmental stewardship that Tesoro and the community expects out of us as an operator.
Well, state law gives Tesoro the power of eminent domain. That's the legal authority to condemn private property as long as they pay fair market value for it. He says it's something they hope they don't have to use. Right now, the environmental impact statement study is underway, and he hopes that a draft study will be ready to open up to comment next summer. While there is a recommended route, he says it's an ever-changing alignment depending on what they learn during this environmental study.
There's a route that's recommended, but the route hasn't been fully defined. That's the whole purpose of the NEPA and the EIS is to get out and you have to start somewhere with a line to begin looking at what activities and what different constraints may exist. And so that's what the EIS does. It's used to inform of the fit for the route. There's no project that has ever been done that once you start looking at it, there's not adjustments that are required to be made to the route. And that's where we are in the process right now. We're evaluating the initial route that was proposed and making adjustments from that based on findings.
Michael Gephardt is the vice president of business strategy and development for Tesoro. If all goes well, he says construction will start in 2016 and be finished by the end of that year. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.